White House witnesses for interviews today, but they're not showing up. AP Sagar Magani reports.
National Security Council lead lawyer John Eisenberg and White House aide Robert Blair were to appear this morning. Neither did, with the Justice Department saying, as a presidential advisor, Eisenberg is absolutely immune from being compelled to testify. Two other witnesses are not expected to appear this afternoon. All four had been subpoenaed. Meantime, President Trump continues bashing the credibility of the whistleblower who triggered the probe and is rejecting a lawyer's offer to have the person answer written questions from GOP lawmakers. The president says the whistleblower needs to appear publicly. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Anti-government protesters crossed a major bridge in central Baghdad on Monday, approaching the headquarters of state-run TV and coming to within 500 meters of the prime minister's office. Security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at the protesters, killing at least five people and wounding dozens. The European Union says it's still committed to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, even as the deal continues to collapse following Washington's withdrawal from the agreement. European Union spokeswoman Maya Kosodzianic says the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action enhances security.
We believe that the JCPOA should be preserved. It's a matter of our security, not just the region or Europe, but globally. It's an international agreement that was endorsed by the UN, and we believe it should remain in place.
Earlier Monday, Iran broke further from the agreement by announcing it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. The announcement comes on the 40th anniversary of the 1979 U.S. embassy takeover in Tehran. This is VOA News. Dense noxious smog continues to envelop the Indian capital and surrounding area Monday. Pollution levels in New Delhi are at a three-year high. Vietnamese police have arrested eight more suspects in connection with the truck container deaths in southeastern Britain. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police say the eight were arrested Sunday on charges of organizing people smuggling overseas as the probe into the October tragedy continues. British authorities charged with trying to identify the remains of the dead are working with officials in Vietnam to find out more about people who are thought to have been in transit to England. It had been confirmed by police on Friday that all of those found in the refrigerated truck container were Vietnamese. Police had initially believed they were Chinese. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong police say a 48-year-old knife-wielding man who slashed two people and bit off part of the ear of a local politician during weekend protests has been arrested, along with two men who attacked him in return. Five people were injured, including two who are in critical condition. After talking about it for 2 years, President Trump can finally formally start withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
I followed through on my promise to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
That was President Trump, June 8, 2017. But technically, the U.S. is still in. The terms of the Paris Agreement say no country can withdraw in the first 3 years. It took effect November 4, 2016, so that means today is the first day the U.S. can start the withdrawal process. A letter to the U.N. will trigger it, and it will take a year to complete. That'll be the day after the 2020 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien denounced China's ongoing military buildup in the South China Sea at a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders in Thailand Monday.
We don't believe that any country should just seal off massive portions of the Pacific Ocean and claim that their territorial waters like it's a lake, like it's a lake up in Lake Tahoe, you know, in the middle of the U.S. We're talking with the South China Sea, for example, or the East China Sea, for example. Those are international waters.
Meanwhile, 15 Asian countries agreed on terms for what could be the world's biggest trade pact. The trade deal is backed by China and also brings in the 10 members of ASEAN, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for deadly attacks on the Malian army and a French army convoy in northeastern Mali. The group says it killed seven Malian soldiers in an attack last week near the border with Niger. Earlier, the Malian government said that 53 soldiers and one civilian were killed. Wall Street's three main indexes hit all-time highs Monday as tech stocks gained on optimism over a U.S.-China trade deal. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The Voice of America. VOA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.